This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, happy Halloween, everybody. We are having a fun day, and we hope you are as well. If you're going to be out trick-or-treating or hanging out with the kids, make sure you're safe tonight. I mean, everybody wants to have a good time. Mike, what was your favorite candy growing up to get on Halloween, to receive?
I'm a big man for nougat. Matter of fact, my body is 40% nougat right now. I'm going to go with Three Musketeers. I was love a Three Musketeers guy.
I love Three Musketeers. Three Musketeers over Snickers?
Yeah, I was not. I wasn't as peanutty back then.
Okay,
so yes, I'd say I'd be a Three Musketeers. I'm old school though. I like regular Hershey, just a regular chocolate Hershey bar. I'm a chocoholic.
Yeah, I like chocolate too. I'm with you on that. And I don't know where you stand on that, as Snickers or Three Musketeers. As a kid, anything chocolate. But my favorite was, again, gummy bears. And whenever I received that, I was so excited to get home and open that bag. Don't know what your favorite candy is, but we're talking to you on our poll question at Dukes and Bill 929 about your favorite scary movie. And we'll dive into this a little bit more in the 6 o'clock hour as we bring back our game winner tonight and have some fun with it, because we know a lot of you. And the response has been crazy, Mike. Somebody said, again, we didn't even bring Sixth Sense up. And I tweeted out, you know, my dog Frankie today. He's got the ghost costume on. He's so cool. We put that on him, and he was like, whatever. And he looks just sitting there, and he looks like a ghost. If you haven't seen it, it's Put Him Up, See Dukes. But I put on the post, I see dead people. People were saying, dude, that movie also scared me, Sixth Sense, because you didn't know what was going on until the end.
Because, you know, M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong kind of lost his fastball for a while there, but some of those were just unbelievable. I'm with you there. I know we basically all genres, from science fiction to, like, you know, we mentioned even a TV movie like Salem's Lot. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Speaking of Halloween today, real quick before we get to the Falcons, the Jets in action tonight against the Texans, a 2-point favorite. You and I were like, what's the deal on that? Does Stephon Diggs move that line that much?
Yeah, I don't buy it. I think this is more about the big fish who set these lines, Mike, saying Jets are not going to lose 5 in a row. They have had Devontae Adams now for a couple of weeks. They will settle in, and they will find a way to win a game, and this is probably the most winnable that they've had on the schedule. So they're at home. You make them the favorite. I think also they're trying to get a little bit of action right on both sides, because if you said the Texans are a 7-point favorite, everybody would be like, I'm not touching that.
One little sidebar story. I didn't have enough time for this in Guy Talk, but Aaron Rodgers historically will dress up for Halloween and would do so at Lambeau. I think he kind of senses the temperature in the room with how bad the Jets are right now, and maybe coming in costumes and MetLife might rub a few Jets fans the wrong way. In years past, he dressed up as Uncle Rico. We'll go back in time, Wynn State, throw the football up in those mountains.
He didn't do it.
He's dressed up as Uncle Rico. I know not everybody knows Wes Anderson's The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, but he dressed up as Bill Murray in that one. One year he dressed up as the Nick Cage character in Con Air.
Okay.
Put the bunny in the box.
So what did he do this year?
Nothing. Just showed up like a guy in casual clothes ready to play some football.
Yeah, because
I've been in the darkness.
You know why, Mike? Because he didn't want any more distractions.
Cameron Poe was the character in Con Air.
Which was a great character. Hey, speaking of football, guys, let's talk about our Falcons. And we visited with Kirk Cousins yesterday. If you missed the interview, it's online at odyssey.com. Kirk was talking to us about a variety of things, but one of the things was the growth of the offense. Somebody said to me, what is this identity of our football team? And some people believe we don't have one. You're not paying attention. It's offense. Guys, we scored 30 or more in 3 of our last 4 games. And this is what we thought the offense could be coming into the season. It didn't look that way against Pittsburgh, but it has slowly evolved into that. And I think that is the identity of this team. You can't say it's defense right now, guys, because we don't do something that you need to do on defense, and that's sack the quarterback.
Right. We had a young defense with four rookies, if you throw in Poole when he was undrafted free agent. But we had Devondre Campbell and Debo and Keanu Neal. But we had Vic Beasley. We brought in Dwight Freeney. But the sacks were all predicated on the fact that the offense was Kyle Shanahan's. It was one of the greatest offenses in NFL history and was up 10 to 14 points. That's kind of where we're living these days. But that team had 34 sacks. Right now, at the current pace, this team will be lucky to get to 15.
Doesn't even sound right. It just doesn't. Last hour was brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate. Let's hear from Kirk Cousins, guys, talking about the growth of the offense.
Like every week, just trying to stack the experiences, have good conversations, ask good questions, get on the same page, and then see how that carries over the next week. And the same would be said for my teammates of, hey, Drake, I didn't know you were going to do that. Like, let's talk about that, because if you do that, I can get you the ball. I just wasn't aware. So every week trying to get more on the same page and believing that in doing that, we're going to be better and better as we move forward.
We had such a great conversation with Kirk Cousins. If you missed it yesterday, it's online. Go to odyssey.com and 92.9 The Game. Some of the things we talked about on his 13-yard scamper, he said that, when he went back and looked at the tape, he's like, damn, I missed Ray McCloud wide open. I wouldn't have had to try to run so much. But that was a crucial moment in sustaining the drive, which kept the Bucs off the clock and ultimately led to the win.
Yeah, I think, Mike, he was running for his life so he couldn't see anybody when you're in that right. moment. It's like, I got to pick up some yards. But we now know he can do it. I don't expect him to do it, but we know he can do it.
And Kirk gave us the timeline from, if you didn't hear the interview yesterday, about knowing that it would be by the spring, maybe you can do some of the things in minicamp. By 8 months out, you won't be able to put all the pressure on it. But a year from the time of the Achilles, which we just came up on Halloween weekend last year for Minnesota, now you saw it on the quarterback sneak. He can put pressure on the Achilles. He can do anything you need him to do, and looks great doing it.
I agree. Here's Kirk Cousins talking about the chemistry with Darnell Mooney and the wide receiving group as a whole. Guys, the Cowboys are giving up 28 a game. They can't stop the run. This sets up and bodes well for our offense.
He's a great route runner. He's very twitchy. He showed it on a choice route early in the game, and I got hit on the throw and wasn't able to make it. But, if you go back and watch the tape, what he can do at separating on that choice route, it's pretty special. And as a point guard distributor, how I view myself, I just want to get the ball in these guys' hands because they do such a good job getting open and running great routes.
Yeah, and he's doing a good job of that. Last week we heard Coach talk about, was it his best game, his cleanest game, and all of that stuff. You just want repeat performances, right? I don't need him to throw for 509 every game, but I need him to be clean like he was, Mike, and be as good and efficient as he was. And against the Cowboys, the crazy thing is he has the ability and could easily do that based on the fact, Mike, they got a lot of struggles going on. We don't think at this point it could change, guys, that Micah Parsons is going to be there on Sunday.
We're going to talk to our buddy Fish coming up around 6:20, who does great sports talk radio over the years in Dallas. But the news out of camp today is that Micah Parsons was out of practice with the ankle, and that Mike McCarthy, when asked about it, says he's basically it still needs more time. So I know a lot of folks, the story earlier in the week in Dallas, they thought they were going to have Parsons unless they're sandbagging for this game. But, yeah, obviously he's a game changer. But, under Mike Zimmer, he hasn't been as much of an impact guy when he's on the field since he was with Dan Quinn.
I agree. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Hey, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's Thursday, guys. That means Wild Wings, where it's boneless Thursday. Buy one, get one boneless wings from Buffalo Wild Wings. Kirk Cousins, Mike, talking about the Cowboys. And then we got some other stuff for you. Coming up also, the Braves make a trade. We'll tell you more in less than 10 minutes. Stay right there as the offseason has already started. World Series is over. Boom. Braves make a trade. Here's Cousins on what to expect from the Cowboys.
I think they're going to come out with everything they have, and that's always a dangerous football team. I just think they have too many people on their football team that have played in really big games and really big moments and delivered in those moments. And I think that's also something you got to be aware of. And, I know there's going to be some Cowboy fans in the crowd too, so there's that factor. And, I just think they play with great team speed. They're fast, and you feel that all game long. And that's kind of what I expect on Sunday.
Yeah, man, and we know that the Cowboys' offense, if you let any quarterback in the league sit there and pat the baby, pat the football, Dak's going to find somebody. If you can get pressure on Dak, you've said it, yes, we talked about it all week. He'll throw you a ball, he'll give you some picks like Baker Mayfield did, right?
Here's where Dak Prescott is. Last three games, two picks, two picks, two picks. He will give it to you. That's his last three. Mike McCarthy today said, part of our problem is the turnover ratio. What he was telling you is our quarterback is throwing it to the other team way too much. He didn't mention Dak, but that's what's going on. That's the last three games, Mike. You're going to tell me going into this game and the way our safeties are playing, the way A.J. just played, that we don't have the ability to pick up two more picks in this game?
Right.
Absolutely.
But again, look, get some heat on the guy. Got to get some heat. Maybe they'll throw some more blitzes at us. You won't see Rook. I saw him limping off the field down in Tampa. That ankle looked really bad. JT Bertrand, concussion, linebacker. Some of these guys got some just days off because I know Nate Landman, it was just for rest for him. Caden Ellis was a full participant, by the way. His knee was a little gimpy in the Tampa game. Justin Simmons, hamstring, full participation for him.
Hopefully he's back.
So that sounds pretty good. Chris Lindstrom is back in the mix, although Mark Raimondi, our buddy from ESPN, reporting that Dwayne Ledford, the O-line coach, says they give out like a belt WWE style for the best finisher. And it went to Matthew Bergeron, who we love at left guard. That guy's been great since he got drafted here. He said also Chris Lindstrom and Ryan Nuziel were the tag team champions for working together. So there you go. And it's good to see that Lindstrom is getting back in the mix. Lindstrom, I still think, you know, with all due respect to Hinton, is the better piece. Limited participation with the knee. Coach made it sound like it was more wasted weight.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For later in the week, so because we have to wait for tomorrow's injury report on Lindstrom.
All right, that's still all good news with Simmons potentially coming back. Lindstrom looks okay. Listen, Bergeron is the unsung hero on this offensive line. We talk about Jake because he's been here a long time and been consistent. Lindstrom is the Pro Bowler slash All-Pro candidate year in and year out. Bergeron, Mike, nobody talks about him. This dude just shows up and grades out and does his job, and he's really damn good. I don't think people realize how much of a role he plays, especially when you talk about the run game, too. That's the other part. He's a really good player. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We're talking Falcons, Cowboys, Braves conversation coming up as they make a move here in just a little bit, and also our road to the college football playoff next Tuesday. I know there's a lot going on, but we will get the college football playoff committees first rankings, and we'll get a chance to see how these guys are thinking about things. Mike, I don't know what happens this weekend. I think Penn State beats Ohio State. We've been talking about it, but I'm guessing they're going to throw somebody in there that's number one. Everybody's going to go, what the hey?
Yeah, I mean, because every year, guys, they'll throw some like silly stuff in there to steal headlines because there are other things going on that night, by the way. So they may throw some stuff at you. Doesn't matter. The only one that matters is the one after the conference championship weekend. But you're right. People will be pulling their hair out over it. Also, guys, what makes sense for the Falcons trade-wise? We did mention this earlier in the show. Za'Darius Smith, new article coming out of Cleveland Online saying that they are talking to the Lions. So that's a guy we'd have to give up a fourth-round pick, guesstimates would be, if we're trying to beef up the passers. What would you say, Ed? Five sacks this year.
Five sacks. He helps them, too. I mean, and it makes total sense for him to be traded somewhere between now and Tuesday. All right, we're coming back. What did Alex Anthopoulos do today? Does it make sense? And does it give you some insight into where this thing may go? It's Dukes and Bell.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.